Good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
Morning, Peter.
Let's explain what you're doing. You're one of the Green Milers. Have I got that right?
That's correct, yeah.
And you're running the London Marathon this year. In aid of?
WizKids. It's a disabled charity that provide electric wheelchairs for disabled children.
Yeah, so and is this your first marathon?
It is, yes.
So you've no idea what's coming your way, have
no.
You? You've got no idea what it's going to be like. The marathon itself is hard work, but I've got to tell you what is. Do you live in a house or a bungalow?
A house.
Have your bed made up downstairs? Trust me, getting up the stairs is a bit of a nightmare. So how much are you looking to raise?
We're hoping to raise 17,000. We're just about 5,000 at the moment. So
yeah.
We've got a lot of other events coming up, but hopefully we'll get there.
Yeah, okay. So one of the events you've got is a quiz night and raffle night. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, we're looking for teams to enter. Teams up to 8 people at £3 a head. It's Shenness East on the 12th of February. Starting at 7:30, so hopefully people get there. You can contact me personally on 078-008-46031 or through our Facebook page, The Green Milers.
Yeah, so you've got a Facebook page.
Yes,
so that's
good.
So we'll get a link on that. We'll put all the details on the website. Have you had many fundraising? Have you got £5,000 in the kitties?
Yeah, we've done car washes and we've done another quiz night and a raffle and auction night. So
yeah.
We've got Blighty also playing a gig at the Harps on the 5th of March.
Yeah.
There'll be collection pots there because the lead singer, Luke Moss, is running. He's one of the Green Milers that's running with us as well.
Yeah, we've got a list of names running, as well as yourself. We've got Barry Waller, is that right?
Yes,
Lewis
correct.
Gransden, Luke Moss, who just mentioned, Mick McDermott, Patrick Allinson, Paul O'Brien, Steve Skinner, Sean Washington, and Sarah Lurie.
That's it. Sarah's the brains behind us all. She's the motivator and the driver for us all, yes.
Talk us through the training at the moment. How's that going? Because it's especially in the winter, it gets hard, doesn't it?
As long as it's dry. I'm all right as long as it's dry. I don't like the rain.
What time of day do you do your running?
I do shift work, so if I'm on late, so I go out 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
If I'm on earlies, I finish at 5, so I go out 6 o'clock in the evening. So
what's the longest distance you've run so far?
I'm up to about 14 at the minute.
So you've got another 12 to go.
Yeah, seems
so
easy.
Are you going to sort of go up to about 18, 20 and then leave it there?
They say the maximum is 20, then
the last
six of the crowd drive you on.
They do, yeah. And the London Marathon, you're really lucky because the crowd is massive. You're all looking forward to it, kind of, aren't you, really?
Yeah, just to get through it. As long as I finish, that's all I'll be happy with, but I'm really looking forward to it, yeah.
And, of course, raising all that money. So
exactly, that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about, and it's daft, or I'm not too sure if you're daft, because I did it myself, so I think you may be a bit daft, but there we go. So it's the Green Milers running the 2016 London Marathon. What date is the marathon, do you know?
24th of April.
24th of April.
Yes, also, if there's any local businesses that are willing to donate raffle prizes to us, they can contact us through the Green Milers Facebook page. We've also got Just Giving page.
Yeah.
If anyone would like to donate to us, it's the Green Milers on Just Giving.
And that's at the Sheerness East Working Men's Club quiz and raffle night, Friday the 12th of February, 7:30 p.m. £3 a head, teams maximum of 8 and WizKids. And just describe WizKids again one more time.
It's a disabled children's charity. They provide powered wheelchairs to children because they're really expensive to buy and families that can't afford them. It just gives children a lease of life to bring them into adult life.